And we used this old lumber, found the old lumber we could find. It's, we have a fire, old open fireplace in there, and we have a door. It looks like it's worm eating, eating all, and it's very comfortable. We have it insulated and all, but, and we're living in that now. I told Alma, I said, I wish you'd bring you out and see that house. Mm-hmm. I've never seen it.
That would be something to see.
It's really a masterpiece. We've got the old lumber, we just got it, we had to almost put it together, but it's rough and rugged, and mm-hmm. and this big open fireplace, and now we have an old mantle that we cut from a log that came out of a, well, that log was way over 200 years old, I guess it was a poplar log. We cut a mantle out of that, and Becky, my wife, she has quite a bit of these old family, well, they're family furniture and all, and so we have it furnished with that, and we're going to put a cook stove out there, an old uh-huh. cook stove where we, and that's what we started out with, the cook stove, and so Beck's going to end up with like the one to, you know, about wood stove. You don't get, you know, about the wood stove, whether you...
I don't know that I ever even saw one. Yeah. Just heard of it.
But we're really enjoying, like I told Becky the other night, I said, we enjoy growing old together, mm-hmm. I think, more than anything else right now.
Mm-hmm. Now, while we're on the subject of houses, do you remember that first house where you lived in Addison?
No, I do not. It's okay. been torn down quite
now, what was the next place you lived was what?
It was an old Methodist church. It was made into a Methodist parsonage.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember it?
I have a picture of it. They gave it to me. That's where Pat, my brother, was born, you know, when Israel. And mm-hmm. so they gave me that whole house. And it was so far gone. I was going to move it out of the camp, but it was so uh-huh. far gone. I just used the lumber out of it, and we did the inside of one of the buildings up there with the lumber.
Uh-huh. So you remember what it looked like
oh,
inside?
Oh, yes, it was.
What I need to do is to get sort of a floor plan of an early house that you can remember. Could you draw
well,
it, or would you rather
well,
I
was,
did?
It was had a two rooms and a little side room.
Mm-hmm. Is it square?
No, it's just a little oblong, you know, I'd uh-huh. say. And then it had a fireplace right in the middle of it, double fireplace right in the middle of it.
Between the two main rooms?
Yes, and then it had, on the side, it had a little room on the side
mm-hmm.
that had a... That's where the kitchen and the dining room and the kitchen, you might say, and the dining room was together.
Mm-hmm.
And that's on the rooms we had.
What did you call the two main rooms?
Well, there's bedrooms, I guess, because
okay.
used to the... Well, we never did what you'd have. They used to call them parlors and all that.
Did they call both of them parlors?
No, they were just... They called one of them a parlor, the other was a bedroom. All houses used to have what they call a side room.
Mm-hmm.
They'd build a side room on each house.
Mm-hmm.
And that was part of where the people, some friend, where they slept most of the time. In fact, we always slept in the side room, what was known as a side room, and there's never any heat in it at all.
Mm. Now you said that's where the kitchen was.
Well, it's part of this. Of course, oh. one side was a, you might say, there'd be a kitchen. On the other side, it's about the mother.
Bedroom there, too.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And sometime we had upstairs, you know, have a kind of loft upstairs mm-hmm. where some of them slept way back then.
Yeah, was there one in your house?
I don't remember the first one. There wasn't in this one, I know, but I don't remember ever we... I remember living in one like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, now this room that you called the parlor, was there any other name for that room?
Well, you call it a sitting room, sitting.